This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Just a reminder, I have a special project I've been working on. It's called mutualfun.io, mutualfun.io. If you need help with code, next steps, check it out, and I could probably assist. mutualfun.io.
This developing story, episode 29. So one thing I thought of after the fact, after I mentioned I was going to do a Periscope chat, if you have questions for me, and a good chance you probably won't be available to be there for the live Periscope chat, send me a question that you would like answered, hashtag this developing story on Twitter, and then I'll grab those and I'll answer those live. So this is a Medium post that I posted this week. It's about the SF tech experience that I've had so far, particularly the one experience I had a week and a half ago. Just had some thoughts, had some free time to write some blog posts. So I actually got that blog post. I repatched out another blog post on the Developing Journey blog. I think what I found is I am going to start reposting between my work blog and my personal blog, just because it's too hard to focus on one blog post. And for each, my goal for the work blog was actually to do one a month. But over the weekend, actually, I wrote up two different blog posts. I'm actually going to have my coworkers review those. But two blog posts coming up pretty soon for my work blog. And I'll probably cross-post those. Probably won't cross-post everything. I'm kind of aiming for only posting about stuff I'm learning and new stuff. So, anything that kind of guides that for the developing journey, I'll post over there. If not, I'll post other places like Medium or my work blog. Check those out. Let me know what you think. One of the blog posts that I mentioned that I wrote over the weekend is actually about RSpect and an actual library or gem called RSpect Wait. We've had this issue, actually, I had this issue at IZEA also, but where CopyBorrow will go to click different buttons as that you describe to click, and they just don't show up due to either JavaScript or something, or the page not loading quick enough. So I did some searching because I know this is a problem everybody deals with, but there's different solutions for each problem. And I went through each possible solution to figure out what was the best for us. And RSpect Wait seemed like a really good, it wasn't a solution for the problem of not having things show up in our integration tests and having random failures, because that's what was happening. It would fail one time, but it wouldn't fail the next time you ran the test. And it was just kind of flip-floppy, I guess, for lack of a better word, I guess. So the test would just go back and forth on failure. So I wrote a blog post basically on that, and also my steps to guide myself to figure out how to fix the test suite. I guess, spoiler, I ended up fixing it just by deleting tests. It just turned out we didn't need as many tests, but the RSpec Wait gem actually helped out a lot. So highly recommend you to check that out. Finally, this past week, I've been working on a lot of JavaScript. A ton of JavaScript. We made a decision last Tuesday here at work to switch from CoffeeScript to regular JavaScript, but not just regular JavaScript. The idea for that was actually to switch to ES6. So I've been learning a lot more ES6. I already know a bit of ES6 and how the modules and exports and stuff like that happen, thanks to Ember, because Ember is built that way. So I have been doing that, but also been looking up different new shortcuts in ES6 to do to kind of convert our old CoffeeScript code to ES6 standard. So that's been interesting. It's been a learning experience. Also, on top of that, I've been testing my JavaScript, which I have very, very little experience. I've written one JavaScript test my entire career. So it's interesting. The hard part is not actually writing the test. It's actually the way Node includes and excludes modules. I think Rails, we get a lot of free stuff with that. With RSpec, there are many tests. The way we include things is a little bit different, but not actually that different. I guess the problem with Rails and Ruby is it kind of hides some of that magic for you. So just figuring how to do that and how to include certain Angular things for a test and certain things that are not Angular for tests, it's just, it was a bit of a mind meld. So yeah, that's what I've been doing this past week. I found it pretty enlightening. I had a few blog posts and research sites that I've been using to kind of get up to speed. But yeah, definitely, if you are writing CoffeeScript, I don't think CoffeeScript really, I don't think it's going to be updated anytime soon. I guess the bad thing about CoffeeScript is it's still like it transpiles to ES5. So everybody's at the mercy of whoever is maintaining that library of CoffeeScript syntax to upgrade that, which seems almost useless when you can just use ES6 now. I guess the only downside is you don't have the white spacing and you have to deal with curly braces, but I actually like curly braces. So my tip this week is going to be a Medium post. I've been reading a lot of Medium lately. It's a Medium post on an iOS dev that actually use React Native for a blog, for an app. Found it quite, pretty interesting. It kind of gave me a good overview on what React Native was. One reason I kind of just looked that up and found it, and found it interesting is I'm working on Swift, which is, that's going great for this current app. And my mentor actually mentioned, if I do go through, because since I already know how to code and I'm actually following the guideline of a tutorial, I can kind of move a little faster. And he mentioned that if I get ahead of myself, I can actually probably jump into some React Native stuff since I already know JavaScript, which sounds pretty intriguing to myself because, I already know JavaScript and I already know iOS to an extent. So why not try React Native for a project? So I think I am going to try that. If not my next project, I think I might do it for my capstone. And I will let you know how it goes. But in the time being, just check out the blog post. Highly recommend it as a read. Finally, for my Bay Area tip, I am going to put my tip as the Mini Metro. It's kind of a weird tip because I'm more of a BART rider. But for whatever reason, I've never tried to ride the Mini Metro, which is the local San Francisco train. It's a subway / streetcar. And for the longest time, I've been going to these Swift meetups and walking on the other side of San Francisco, taking about 30 to 40 minutes just to walk there. And last week, it was too hot. So I looked up seeing if the metro actually dropped off over there, and it did. And rather than walking 20 to 30 minutes in 85-degree weather at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I opted in paying $2.25 to take the train, which was a great experience. For one, it's not as packed as a BART because I don't think as many people ride it, at least not the AT&T Park. But so I highly recommend anybody who's in the city, check it out at least once. My wife actually took it to the beach. So it goes all through San Francisco. So rather than walk or maybe take an Uber, maybe check it out and see if it goes anywhere near you, where you're going.